For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. China's pledge to offer infrastructure loans and other cooperation to ASEAN countries. A $10 billion U.S. dollar financing package has been announced by Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, who's been attending meetings between China and ASEAN in Malaysia. Li says China aims to start construction on railways linking China with Thailand and Laos by the end of the year. China is going to offer $15 million U.S. dollars to help continue the multinational search for missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. Premier Li Keqiang made the announcement while meeting with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull on the sidelines of a series of regional summits. Li calls on Malaysia and Australia to maintain effective communication with China over the search for the missing jetliner. The flight disappeared in March of last year while heading from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, with 239 people on board, most of them Chinese. China and India have vowed to improve cooperation against terrorism. China's Ministry of Public Security and India's Ministry of Home Affairs jointly issued a statement in Beijing on Saturday, saying they'll establish high-level security and counterterrorism meetings to enhance exchanges. Condemning the Paris attacks of last week, the two ministers said they'll exchange experiences and information on terrorist activities, terror groups, and their associations. They'll also exchange experience in dealing with hijacking and hostage-taking incidents, as well as other terrorist activities, and promise to coordinate positions in regional and multilateral counter-terrorist operations. The construction of China's mega radio telescope has entered the final stage. Technicians installed and tested the retina of the 500-meter Aperture Spherical Telescope, or FAST, on Saturday. They lifted a 30-ton feed cabin above a half-finished dish-like reflector that measures 500 meters in diameter. Once completed, the cabin will be suspended 140 to 160 meters above the reflector, which is made up of over 4,400 panels. Media reports say British Prime Minister David Cameron's pushing for parliamentary backing for airstrikes against the Islamic State in Syria, and British lawmakers are expected to vote on the matter within the next 2 weeks. The first British strikes in Syria would happen within hours of a yes vote, according to the Sunday Times newspaper. The newspaper says Cameron's preparing a 7-point plan for British military intervention in Syria. British Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne is reportedly planning to announce a new defense investment to buy 100 more stealth fighter jets in a bid to boost British capacity to tackle IS and other extremist groups. A third suspect detained by Belgian authorities over the Paris terror attacks has been named as Abrémy Lazès. The suspect's a 39-year-old man of Moroccan descent, born in Belgium and living in the Brussels region. Local media say Lazès was arrested in his car in Brussels on Thursday last week, and a firearm and traces of blood were found inside the vehicle. Three or four weapons were found at his home, and two more in a van belonging to him. Lazès will appear before a judge on Wednesday. Two other suspects have been charged in Belgium in connection with the Paris attacks and have had their detention period extended by 1 month. Bosnia and Herzegovina have held a ceremony on Saturday to mark the 20th anniversary of the Dayton Peace Accords. At the anniversary ceremony in Sarajevo, chairman of the Bosnian presidency, Bakir Izetbegovic, thanked those who'd helped to establish the peace and said he hoped it'll be a lasting peace. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon congratulated Bosnia and Herzegovina on its consolidation of peace and political stability, as well as on its socioeconomic progress achieved since the Dayton Peace Accord. The Dayton Accord was signed in Paris in 1995 to end 3.5 years of war in the Balkans. It laid a foundation for a sovereign Bosnia and Herzegovina. Former South Korean President Kim Il-sung has passed away at the age of 88. Kim, who'd been hospitalized with fever since Thursday, died just after midnight Sunday morning. Kim was born on December the 20th, 1927. In 1992, Kim became the head of the new ruling party and was elected as president in 1993. Two opposition leaders in Bangladesh have been executed for war crimes. The executions were carried out at 12:45 in the morning on Sunday local time at a jail in the capital, Dhaka. Ali Hassan Mohammed Mujahid was Secretary General of Jamaat-e-Islami, while Salahuddin Qadir Chowdhury was leader of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.